You're listening to an encore presentation of Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio.
Catholic Connection is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Welcome to Catholic Connection with Teresa Tamio. Keeping you connected to your faith and your world, Teresa tackles the issues of faith and culture, the pro-life message, and media awareness. And now, here's Teresa Tamio.
Raindrops on roses, whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things.
A few of my favorite things. Good morning. It's Friday, December 25th, 2015. Merry, Merry Christmas to you and yours, and I hope that you'll stay with us on this edition, very special edition of Catholic Connection, as we go through a few of our favorite things, in particular a few of my favorite Christmas carols. Now, this particular song, A Few of My Favorite Things, of course, is not traditionally known as a Christmas carol, so to speak, but it is associated with the Christmas season. I think it's because it is a song that lifts us up and reminds us of seeing our glass as half full rather than half empty. So that's what we're going to be doing in this first hour this morning, going over some beautiful Christmas carols, some of my favorites, and reminding ourselves that we have so much to be grateful for and to be thankful for, even the little things. Maybe there's a bird outside your window this morning, or maybe the kids are tearing into the packages, or maybe you're sipping a nice cup of hot cocoa. These are a few of all of our favorite things, and we give all glory to God, especially on this Christmas Day. So Christmas music the first hour, and then our second hour of Catholic Connection, we will revisit a wonderful interview that I did with Steve Ray. It was just so terrific because he walks us through the Holy Land, and we are walking in the steps of the Holy Family on this holiest of days, Christmas Day. So let's get started with Julie Andrews from, of course, the classic Sound of Music, A Few of My Favorite Things. Here we go.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad.
I I love that song. Julie Andrews, a few of my favorite things, of course, from the musical The Sound of Music. It's just one of my favorite things and one of my favorite songs and just makes me happy. Earlier this week, actually, on Tuesday, December 22nd, the first official day of winter, the gospel was absolutely gorgeous. It was the Magnificat with Our Lady proclaiming the greatness of the Lord. Of course, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And that's one of the reasons why we sing and we have Christmas carols is because we are lifting up our voices to God. And St. Augustine said that to sing is to pray twice. Now, even if you can't carry a tune, you can certainly have a joyful noise. Scripture also tells us that we must have a joyful noise, not necessarily a beautiful noise. So certainly you can sing from your heart, even if it doesn't sound all that wonderful. God hears it. And he says it sounds wonderful. And we have a song of gratitude, as Our Lady did when she went to St. Elizabeth. And St. Elizabeth said, "What is it that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" And then Mary responded with her Magnificat. So how are we grateful? How do we worship? How do we say thank you to God for all the amazing things that he has done? I love the reflection from the Word Among Us for that day on Tuesday where we had the Gospel of the Magnificat. "Yes, Father, my soul proclaims your greatness, and my spirit rejoices in you. You are good and kind, loving and compassionate toward me. You know who I am, and you understand my weakness. You delight in how you created me, and you never cease to reach me or teach me how to live the life you have created me for. Daily you come to meet me with mercy and strength. Daily you supply what I lack and help me when my own ideas and ability are not enough. Father, you count me among those in every generation on whom you have mercy. You forgive me when I cave in again to temptation every time. You meet my repentance with your pardon, and you surround me anew with your love, compassion, and tender mercy. I rejoice today because you are slow to anger and you never hold a grudge. You always show me mercy, even when I don't deserve it. I am amazed because you delight in me and show me the kind and gentle sympathy of a father for his child." So with all this in mind, with gratitude, let's continue lifting up praises to the Lord. And here is my favorite Christmas carol of them all, next to, of course, my father singing to Scende Dalle Stelle, which we'll have at the end of the program later on today after Steve is done walking us through the Holy Land. I don't know what it is about Carol of the Bells. It's such a peaceful, I think, song of praise and reminding people to stop and to listen and to look up. Here is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir singing Carol of the Bells. Christmas joy. Amen. Moving right along, here's another beautiful song. This is a little different. It is a Christmas carol. It's by the Christian pop group For Him. And listen to the lyrics in this, because what it does is it goes through the thoughts in Joseph's mind and, of course, the Holy Family's mind, wondering about the way God chose to save the world. And that's actually the name of the song, A Strange Way to Save the World. Here's For Him.
I'm sure I must have been surprised where this road had taken him, 'cause never in a million lives would he have dreamed of Bethlehem. And standing at the manger, he saw his own eyes, the message from the angel coming alive. And Joseph said, why me? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him? With all the rulers in the world, just an ordinary girl. Now I'm not a one to second guess what angels have to say, but this is such a strange way. Think of how it could have been if Jesus had come as he deserved. There would have been no Bethlehem, no lowly shepherds at his birth. But Joseph knew the reason love had to reach so far, and as he held the Savior in his arms, he must have thought, why? I'm just a simple man of trade. Why him? With all the rulers in the world,
large-sized business and are looking for a full-service marketing and advertising company. Gittown USA is making the challenging world of digital much simpler to understand. It's always good to have a geek on your side, so let us help you with your branding, website, and digital marketing. Visit GeekTownUSA.com, and when you contact us, mention Avi Maria Radio. Gittown USA, where creative marketing meets smart technology. Visit GeekTownUSA.com today.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance. And a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us, and all the generations who will.
Call Choice Insurance Agency at 734-641-4200. Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I'm Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, all families have their story, from sinners to saints. So it is with the family of Jesus Christ. But God still works out his divine plan, which is the miracle of this season.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio.
Ever thought you'd make a bundle by trading in or selling your used vehicle only to find out it's worth a dinner for two? Well, it's much more valuable to donate your vehicle to Ave Maria Radio. Thousands of Americans donate their vehicle each year. The donation to Ave Maria is easy, tax deductible, and supports our efforts to evangelize. A year from now, will you remember that dinner or your gracious and selfless donation? Go to AveMariaRadio.net to find out more. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
I pray you'll be all right. Enlarge us where we go. And help us to be wise. In time.
Welcome back. It is 8:17 on a beautiful Christmas morning. Hope you're enjoying this very blessed day so far. We're sharing with you some of my favorite Christmas carols. And again, this is another one of those songs, A Prayer by Celine Dion and Andre Bocelli, that really isn't a Christmas carol per se, but it is played a lot at Christmas time because of the beauty of the words in terms of asking God to come into our lives and to protect us. And it's very fitting for this week when we celebrate, right, Incarnation, because that's what Christmas is all about. And to look back on something the Holy Father said earlier this week when he was meeting with Vatican employees and staff members and encouraging them to take their family relationships and their family life seriously. He said, I encourage you to take care of your marriage and your children. Marriage is like a plant. It is not like a closet that you put there in the room and just dust it off occasionally. A plant is alive. It should be cared for every day. A marriage is a living reality. The couple's life should never be taken for granted at no stage of the path of a family. Let us remember the most precious gift, and this is for you parents who are sitting there with your children this morning by the Christmas tree. The most precious gift for children are not things, but the love of parents, and not only the love of parents toward children, but parents' love for each other. So those of you moms and dads sitting there together, I'm asking you, what have you done, not just for your children lately, but for each other lately as a couple? Do you still pray together? Do you read scripture together? Do you go to mass together? Are you taking care of the plant we call marriage? Are you watering it? Are you putting it in a sunny place? Are you doing more than just taking it out of the closet and dusting it off maybe at Christmas or the holidays when everything looks nice and wonderful? What are you doing to nurture your marriage? I think the prayer is very appropriate, this beautiful song by Andre Bocelli and Celine Dion.
Enlarge us.
So beautiful, the prayer by Celine Dion and, of course, Andre Bocelli on this Christmas morning, Friday, December 25th, 2015. I do hope your Christmas is going well so far, and maybe the presents are all unwrapped already, and you're just sitting around talking and having a cup of coffee or a cup of hot cocoa. We're glad you tuned in to Ave Maria Radio on a Friday morning. Just want to remind you that we're playing our favorite, or should I say more specifically, my favorite Christmas carols. And that really wasn't technically, as I said earlier, a Christmas carol, but it certainly is a nice, nice, nice melody to keep us focused on the real reason for the season. And another beautiful song that keeps us very much focused on the Christmas season is O Come, Let Us Adore Him. Now, this particular version is by probably my favorite Christian pop artist, and that being, if you listen to my show regularly, you know that I am a huge fan of the work of Stephen Curtis Chapman. Now, I was first introduced to his music when years ago I came back to the church and we attended one of the productions that was shown here. It was actually at the Palace of Auburn Hills. It was of something called The New Young Messiah. And what they did was all of these amazing Christian artists, including Twyla Paris and Stephen Curtis Chapman and Amy Grant and Sandy Patty and a whole host of others, came together and did a more upbeat, modern version of Handel's Messiah. And Stephen Curtis Chapman was, of course, one of the performers. And I just really loved his voice, and I've been hooked on Stephen Curtis Chapman ever since. So let's take a listen to Stephen Curtis Chapman, his version of O Come, Let Us Adore Him. And then we'll take a quick break, and we'll have Matt Moore on the other side of the 8:30 mark on this Friday morning, Christmas morning, more specifically, December 25th, 2015.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him born, the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. The Lord.
Since 1916, a lot of independent agents have recommended auto owners insurance, and a lot of parents have taken that recommendation to heart. So have a lot of their children, and grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. As we celebrate our first 100 years, Auto Owners Insurance thanks all those who have put their trust in us, and all the generations who will.
Call Choice Insurance Agency at 734-641-4200.
Fire on the Earth's Peter Herbeck.
Sometimes now I just think when I hear people who are baptized and they face a hardship or something or a disappointment in life, they say, forget it, I'm done with God. I'm done with God. I prayed and I didn't want this thing to happen and it happened, so forget him. And people walk away. Or there's sickness or there's disease and there's trial. Friends, we live in a fallen world. This is not the place where we're going to find our ultimate comfort and happiness. Jesus did not promise us comfort and security and safety and fun and a jacuzzi, a limo ride in Disney World. He didn't promise us this kind of comfort. He said, I will give you a kingdom and everything that belongs to me, but you must first become my disciple. You must repent of your sin, change your heart, change the thing you love more than God, throw your idols on the ground, and put God first in your life. Enter his church and then follow him on the narrow way. And he said, be assured, if you want to follow me, it's going to cost you everything. And this is where the hostility of the world will come against you. Because the world hates me, Jesus said. It hates him. He's the one threat that the devil can't handle in this world.
Peter Herbeck spreads fire on the earth, weekday mornings at 6:30 and again at 11:45 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
It's time for Family Man with Dr. Gregory Popchuk.
Sports, lessons, classes. Can you guess the best activity for kids to sign up for? It's family life. Extracurricular activities are nice, but not nearly as necessary as time with mom, dad, and siblings. Research shows that parents who prioritize regular time to work, play, talk, and pray together, emphasizing simple activities like family meals, family chores, a regular family prayer time, game nights, family days out, have happier, better behaved, more well-adjusted kids than parents who sacrifice daily family time to various activities. Don't let the village raise your kids. Step up and reclaim your family life. For tons of great ideas on family rituals, check out my book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. I'm Dr. Greg Popchuk, but you can call me Family Man.
To discover more ways faith can enrich your life, visit CatholicCounselors.com.
Like most people, funerals are tough. But even more so when you're attending one for a child. What do you say to the parents? When you're part of a big community like I am, there are several funerals a year. I'm sorry for your loss is what I usually utter along with a hug. I lost my dad several years ago. I don't remember what people said to me. I just remember people being there. And I think that's the most important thing, to be there for friends and family when they're suffering a loss. When it comes to a parent who buried a child, the pain for everyone is that much greater. I really don't know how to console parents or even if being consoled is possible. When I attend funerals of a child, I often think of Mother Mary and ask her to pray for this family and to give the parents some kind of peace. It's really the only thing that seems the right thing to do. I mean, who better than our Heavenly Mother? Who better can relate to that kind of suffering? This has been a Christ Center Communication Message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
The trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. The dead shall be raised, incorruptible.
Corinthians 15:52, beautiful verse, and those words are sung by For Him, whom we heard a little bit earlier, but this is a little bit of a different performance for the Christian pop group For Him. Goes back to that production that I mentioned earlier, how I found out about Stephen Curtis Chapman, another great Christian performance artist, and this, of course, too, is how I discovered For Him, when they performed at the Palace of Auburn Hills in the New Young Messiah. And, of course, the New Young Messiah is an updated more modern, upbeat version of Handel's Messiah, and I think it's beautifully done. Very hard to find the CD, though. My husband managed to find it for me, which was a surprise Christmas gift this morning, but it is hard to find because it's so limited. But it's a great, great production, and they do a beautiful job, of course, for him, Twyla Paris, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Lionel Harris, Sandy Patty, and many others. Let's take a listen to this beautiful version of the Handel's Messiah, the beautiful, beautiful verse based on 1 Corinthians 15:52, "For the trumpets will sound, and the dead shall be raised."
The trumpets shall sound, and the dead shall be raised. The dead shall be raised incorruptible.
Welcome back. It's 8:37. That is the Christian pop group For Him and their version of "The Trumpet Will Sound," of course, originally from Handel's Messiah. This is actually a performance of the New Young Messiah. The Young Messiah came out, I think, in 1993-94, and it did the concert circuit for about 2 years, and we were blessed to be able to see it in 1995, and it introduced me, as I've been saying this morning, to a lot of these wonderful Christian pop artists, and it was so great because it was right after my husband and I came back from the Holy Land, and so to be there and to listen to this concert and kind of make the connection, finally really starting to grow in my faith that the music from the New Young Messiah and Handel's Messiah in general has a great deal of meaning for me. Next up, one of my favorite pop artists. You always hear me talking about Michael McDonald. Love him. He's coming up before the end of the hour. But now we're going to hear from Kenny Loggins. Remember Kenny Loggins, an oldie but goodie? Still around, still singing. He put out a really nice Christmas album several years ago. And he did a beautiful job with the song, "Some Children See Him." And I just happened to look up the lyrics, and it's so, so moving. And the lyrics go through different parts of the world and how different children see Christ differently. Maybe they see their own face in him. But the last segment of the song is so pretty. The children in each different place will see the baby Jesus' face, like theirs, but bright with heavenly grace and filled with holy light. O, lay aside each earthly thing, and with thy heart as offering, come worship now the infant King. 'Tis love that's born tonight. A beautiful Christmas carol. Some children see him. This one done by Kenny Loggins.
Some children see him.
In the afternoon.
Merry Christmas. Our Savior is born, and we're stepping away from the countdown today for some special programming. First, Elizabeth Siegel and Petrock Willie will present A Year with the Catechism. It's a daily program for reading the Catechism one little bit at a time, and then Dr. Brant Petrie looks at Jesus and the Jewish roots of Mary.
Cresta in the Afternoon from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
What are the doctrines Catholics believe and why do we believe them? Hi, this is Peggy Stanton. Join me on Power from the Pews for more than a minute with the Catechism as I quiz the experts, top theologians, philosophers, and catechists to share the truths about our Catholic faith. That's this Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
We have a special Christmas edition on our next Christ is the Answer program. Father Ricardo reads the scriptures for Christmas Day. Then we'll hear two homilies and music selected for the day. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on Ave Maria Radio and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
You're listening to an encore presentation of Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
In a world of no hope, a light will shine bright. Let all men might know the meaning of mercy and of love beyond all love. Peace that rests the soul above will look at and search no more. Behold every creature.
46. Welcome back. I can't believe this first hour of a special edition of Catholic Connection on a Christmas morning is almost over. I'm really enjoying spending time with you and your family, and hopefully you're having a beautiful Christmas morning so far, and it's not too crazy that you're getting a chance to really sit back and listen and pray and reflect, which is what I'm hoping to do. I'm hoping this music helps. And we'll close with two other favorite artists of mine. One, another pop artist, and that would be Michael McDonald. In terms of secular music artists out there in the pop world, he's probably my favorite. I had the chance to meet him a few years ago when he was singing at the McCombs Center for the Performing Arts. And a really nice guy. And I believe he is a revert to Christianity. I don't know if he's Catholic or not, if he came back to the church, but I do believe he is a believer. And it really is reflected in his Christmas albums. There's actually two of them. And this song on this night is really lovely and just focuses on the fact that Jesus comes to us in the midst of all of this craziness, and he is truly our peace, and we never can lose sight of that. And then we'll wrap up this special music edition of Catholic Connection on Christmas morning with another one of my favorites, a more classical music artist, the one, the only Luciano Pavarotti and his Gesù Bambino. Right now, let's listen to Michael McDonald on this night.
In the world of no hope, that all men might know the meaning of mercy and of love beyond all love. Peace that rests the soul
love that song, On This Night. Thank you, Michael McDonald. Now we close our hour. It was filled with some of my favorite Christmas carols and some of my favorite music that reminds me of Christmas and the real reason for this season. The beautiful rendition of the Italian Christmas carol, Gesù Bambino, from the one, the only, Luciano Pavarotti, who passed away a few years ago. Now, the melody, by the way, was used by Frederick Martins in his English language carol, When Blossoms Flowered Mid the Snows. The melody and lyrics of the chorus are derived actually from O Come All Ye Faithful. When blossoms flowered mid the snows, upon a winter night, was born the child, the Christmas rose, the king of love and light. And, of course, Luciano Pavarotti sings it in Italian, which I think makes it sound even more the better. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Stay tuned for the next hour with Steve Ray as he walks us through the Holy Land on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with the Holy Family. Right now, we close with, again, Gesù Bambino by Luciano Pavarotti.